بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيد شعر وعارف بالله ذكي أقتصى زد معنا شاحكي محمد أقتصى نور الله مرقده. The title is سكون جيل در مجلس أهل جيل.
سواي تيري كوي تكانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی در بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان و دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گٹاؤں غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل کے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا جا مگر نشیمن جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں مگر نشیمن جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں کسی غم جان و دل سناؤں کسی میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سیدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعین اما بعد The beautiful words from the heart of our dad, Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. I don't understand and translate these words from the heart. We need hearts like that also. Allah Ta'ala, give us hearts like the friends of Allah. Myself, I don't have it, how to translate the words. I've only learned from Hazrat Wala that to our naqis understanding, our deficient understanding of really what is the intention of the heart of Hazrat Wala. Allah Ta'ala, give us that reality and that marifat, inshallah. We only know the words and a bit of translation and the gist of it. Sukoon al-dil, darb majlis ahl al-dil. If you want to find the sukoon, contentment and the peace of heart and mind, that you will find only in the majlis of those that really have hearts. That's why we are sitting here by our beloved Shaykh, who has that heart also. We're looking for our hearts. We don't even have our own hearts. We've already sold ourselves away. So our cars we love, our sports we love. And we find people of dunya, intoxication of dunya. And the ummah right now, intoxication of entertainment. Come to Friday, come to Jumu'ah, what are we doing this weekend? Where are we going? What are we going to do? Where are we taking the children? Intoxication. We had two youngsters in our masjid that from Christianity they came into Deen-e-Islam. So I asked them,
What is the thrill of a youngster, a non-Muslim youngster? What is the thrill of the week? So he said, the thrill of the week is Friday. Our Jumu'ah, the teacher says, what is our Jumu'ah about? Durood Sharif. And turning to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, finding the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they say the thrill of the Friday in A'udhu Billah is sharab, is drinking. I thought to myself, youngsters maybe, it will be zina, women. He said, that's after the drink. Then it struck me, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he was saying to the emperors of the time, that just as sharab and wine is beloved to you, shahadat and martyrdom to my men is more beloved to them. To give their life in the love of Allah. And here we find our zamana, how the friends of Allah give up everything for the love of Allah. Salah wa jama'at is everything to them. To take out their time to sit in solitude, isolation, Quran Sharif. What love, what they're enjoying themselves. Muslim Ummah hasn't tasted this, so we're looking at intoxicated entertainment. What are we doing in the weekend? Where are we going to go to? Which fair? Which sports? And what was the time? Not to find sukuna dealing. Sukuna deal, we only find a majlis of those that have a heart that are connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai, ya Rab. Tidhar bhi jaao, ke gham jaan o dil sunao, kise mein zakham jigar dikhao. Find the depth, I don't even understand this. But just the words of Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the depth from the heart, what he's writing right now, siwaye tere, O Allah, besides you, there's no tikana, there's no place of refuge. There's no place of comfort only by you, O my Allah. This is Ashiqana tarjuma of La ilaha illallah. But the love of tarjuma, Zakim Sahib teaches rahmatullah alayhi, that, Ya Allah, there's no place of hope and sahara and support except by you. Ya Allah, it's only me and you, and nobody else. So, Ya Allah, besides you, there's no other place, no other tikana, there's no other enjoyment, entertainment except by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jidhar bi jaw, Ya Allah, wherever I go in the world, Ya Allah, it's only by you that I find refuge, I feel comfortable. The comfort is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this gham and this pain of my heart and my life, who do I go and say it to? Who do I proclaim this love and this pain of the heart? That this pain and zakhme jigar, it's a way they say in Urdu, the pain of the heart, the wound of the heart. Ya Allah, my heart is wounded in your muhabbat. This wound also they're enjoying. That, Ya Allah, when will I get the time to be really close to you? And most for them is jisrun, yusirul habib ila al habib. And most is that bridge that will make the lover reach his beloved. Ya dunya walatu bi wafahe. This is a ma'rifat understanding of dunya also. The people of dunya, they are disloyal. People of dunya, they are disloyal. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. They don't even know what is the qeemat and the value of wafadari and loyalty. They've given their heart to everybody else. They've given their heart to everybody else. Like the one wali of Allah today, Itar Farosh, Itar Wala's Dukan, person selling perfumes. And he has all these little bottles lined up on the shelf. And we see a person selling oud also, when he fills the bottle, how the one drop to him is qeemti, is valuable. There's profit in there. So how careful he is now when he's filling one bottle. So the wali of Allah sees him and how he has put value to every drop of perfume and ether. And he nods his head. So the person asks him, what's the problem? He says, I'm just thinking to myself, when Malakul Maut will come, how painful your maut will be. He says, why? He says, he will pull from every bottle a portion of your heart out. How long that will take? Because your heart is attached to one bottle. The friends of Allah have no attachment. Their heart is only by Allah, they find tikana and solace and peace only by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When they open Quran Sharif, we see how they kiss the Quran, how they open the Quran. They make the intention, the niyat. When they're starting the salah, unlike myself, we start ibadah to finish it quickly. They're starting salah to enjoy themselves. They're starting Quran tilawat till the last moment, till the last minute. They want to close Quran Sharif. How one tasbih and one dhikr, one durood, what is joy, enjoyment it brings them. So that Itar Farosh, the seller of perfume, asked that wali of Allah, what about you? So he had his shawl, he put it on the floor, he lay down, made it like a pillow, and he raised his kalima finger, he read his kalima, and his ruh left his body. No attachment to dunya. Find the friends of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, they know the qeemat of jannat, they know the qeemat of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you find towards the end also, many of our Kabir, you find also Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. What they found valuable in the love of Allah is the house also. He said to Begum Sahiba, he sent to his honorable wife, that now this house I'm giving it to you. The house is yours. And as Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahimahullah exited the house, then he asked her, do I have permission to enter the house and stay with you? Give the house away also, no attachment. Then even they gave the clothes away to the Khadim, that I'll borrow clothes from you every day. So at the time of Maut, nothing belongs to me. Only my heart belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says that people of dunya don't even know the value and how we are running behind them, day and night. Upgrade, update, upgrade, update. And they're making us run behind them all the time. Youngsters running behind them. From one spot finished now, from some astroturf to some paddles. And next what they're going to give our youngsters. They're so bored in life. Value for not, they know what is value of life, value of time. Hazrat Wala teaches us, value your time. Wala asr inna al-insana lafi khusr. Value your time. Where value should be attached, you put value there. You find the youngsters in the masjid nowadays also, they get bored when it comes to bayan. They're taking one bottle, half of the water, they're throwing it upside down. What enjoyment they find in throwing a bottle of water, Allah knows. But that will become valuable to them also. The whole bayan is doing like that. Sometimes the cell phone ourselves, Allah forgive us, sitting in the bayan of our sheikh, and still now that the phone is in vibration mode, vibrating our concentration away. To receive the message every time. There is no tawajjuh, do not know where to put value of our time, value of our lives, value of our eyes. Hazrat says, Fir unko dil, deke zindagi ko jafa se ahang kyu banau. So why should I give them my heart also? These people now of dunya, why should I give them my heart? Why give them my time and spoil my life? So much time we're giving them. People are now, they want deen, but they're looking on YouTube for deen. How many people came onto taqwa and tawakkul and ma'rifat of Allah through YouTube? How much they learn from those speakers on YouTube, that what is taqwa, what is iman. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali writes in his kitab, Islahul Khiyal also. What a beautiful kitab. Person writes one letter, and he has some ishkal objections against the ulama, etc. About the madaris and the ulama and what they are teaching. They should have now in the madaris, teach them some tailoring or some blacksmith job. In our zamana, put some computers over there. Teach them something, etc. So Hazrat writes to him, he says, the core problem is two things, in your temperament or in your thinking. He says, one is you don't have the expertise of Sharia. The second thing he says, you should stop reading the writings and hearing the bayans of modernists. Don't listen to them, your whole khiyal and mind will change. That's why you are thinking like this. So how much deen that we've given them our hearts, we've given them our time. So Hazrat says, why should I give them my time? Why should I give them... Those people, they don't have wafadari, loyalty in them. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, if you really want to learn loyalty, then go to Uhud. Go to Uhud and stand there. I see the loyalty of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lion of Allah. How he stood his ground. One Musa bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, wearing all imported clothing, imported perfume and itar. But when he became the ghulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything was given up. One Durood Sharif will give up everything. Just to say the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What love comes out from there. That the poet says, what did your tongue say? What did you say right now? The breath asked the tongue, what did you say? To the name of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when it hit their heart, then how they detached immediately. And everything they became the ghulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few nights ago, we're reading the incident of Umair bin Wahab Jumahi radiallahu anhu. And Safwan bin Umayyah, both of them sitting in the Hatim. And Safwan bin Umayyah, very wealthy. And he says to Umair, that if only someone will go to Medina Munawwara, na'uzu billah, and assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such hatred. And they say he was shaytan min ash-shayateen Quraysh. Among the worst people of the Quraysh. So Umair bin Wahab, he says to Safwan bin Umayyah, that if I didn't have death upon my head and my family, then I would have gone. So immediately, he took opportunity of the situation, and Safwan bin Umayyah says to Umair, I'll take care of your debts. I will pay it, and your family is with my family. Uwasiha, I will take care of them, no more, you carry on. From there he gave the command quickly to someone, that now sharpen my sword. And put even poison on it. Where would this evil intention, bewafa, disloyalty, go to Madina Munawwara to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his son also was a prisoner there. One of the prisoners of Badr. So he comes to Madina Munawwara. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is giving his karguzari to the Ansar of Madina Munawwara and some people in the masjid. And what happened in Badr, he was giving them karguzari. That how sahaba ikram, he said, ma akramahumullah. How Allah Ta'ala has made the ikram. It wasn't that I did it. Allah did it. Allah does everything. How Allah Ta'ala showed them also the defeat of the kuffar. So he says when this Umar bin Wahab, he comes outside Masjid al-Nabawi and he had his sword hanging around his neck. So the Umar sees him. Then he stops his bayan. And he says, the shaitan has come. The shaitan has come. Allah has given him the firasat. He's come with evil intention. The nur of taqwa. The nur of taqwa. So he goes up to him and he grabbed him by the collar. And the other hand, he catches the handle of the sword. What have you come for? He said, I've come with regards to my son. He's a prisoner. He says, no, you haven't come for this. So he goes to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and he says, that Umar is here. He said, bring him to me. So just like that, he catches him by the collar and he pulls him. Tells the Ansar that you go in the room also with him. And be careful of him. I don't trust him. غير مأمون. Can't trust him. So he goes to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and says, Udunu minni, come closer. Fadana, I comes closer. So Nabi Ali Salatu asks him, what did you come for? Say, Nabi of Allah, I've come with regards to my son. He says, really? Really, what you have come for? He says, I've come for that. He says, you haven't come for that. He says, really, what have you come for? Well, Nabi of Allah, I've come for my son. So please, I've come to plead on his behalf, أَحْسِنُوا بِهِ, be kind to him. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says to him, that have you forgotten that mashwara in the hatim you made with Safwan bin Umayya? And that you have come with a dagger, poisoned also. He gets the shock of his life. But see when he hits the heart, when the value of the heart changes, the value of life changes, he says, immediately, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Fell in love immediately. Fell in love immediately with Rasulullah and he bought his tabri. O Nabi of Allah, you are the Rasul of Allah. Only wahi can come to you. Yes, in reality, I have come for that. He came to the city of Hidayat, the city of gifts, the city of welcome, Madina Munawwara, with an evil intention and he went back. Allah Ta'ala make our hearts like that also, we have come. Allah change our hearts also. From that Ahl-e Dil, how the hearts have come down to learn what is the reality and the loyalty of being loyal to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala open our hearts also. Immediately the heart was changed. And then immediately he says to the Nabi of Allah, that give me permission. As I used to harm you all in Madina, in Makkah, to oppose you all. O Nabi of Allah, give me permission to go back home and make the rest of them also loyal to you. And those that will oppose you, I will cause them same difficulty. Nabi of Allah permitted him and he went back to Makkatul Mukarramah. Allah Ta'ala gave us the reality of this few lines ahead. Hazrat says that all these false idols, all these women around you find, all the attraction besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should I become the slave? Why should I become the slave of all these false things around the world? They're not real, they're false. They're just made up and make up only, but it's not real. Why should I become the slave? He says, me being a slave, why should I become the slave? Me being the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this should be the pride of our life. Ana abduk. When we read this, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, I love to be a slave. Ya Allah, I love to, I don't be anybody else's slave. Say it with marifat and reality, as Hazrat Wala teaches us. Ya Allah, this is my pride. I'm nobody else's slave besides you all. And I love to be your slave. And thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every day. Ya Allah, you save my head. So I'm making sajda to anyone besides you. Allah is only you, and I love to be your slave. Muhabbatul Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why be the slave of the other slaves? The slave of fashion, the slave of sports, the slave of politics. Now you worry now who's going to be in cabinet? Who's going to rule the country? Our amal are the rulers. We being the slaves of Allah will become the rulers. So how to become the real slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Becoming the slave of slaves, I'm only now decreasing my value. As it is, I have no value. Now I'm becoming the slave of slaves. Then Hazrat explains also thereafter that, O Akhtar, Mujhe to Akhtar Sukuna Dil Gar Mila to Bas Ahle Dil Ke Dar Par. Hazrat says the reality, O Akhtar, that you have found the love of Allah only by sitting with the people of Allah. Hazrat is telling us, I've reached, Yahweh, I have reached sitting with the levels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this is the only tikana we have, that we come to our Shaykh and learn the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That has to unke darku me abna maskan sami me dil se kyu, say no kyu banao, why should I not make their threshold the place of my heart also, where I learn the love of Allah by Hazrat Wala, why should I not make this my permanent residence in the dunya right now? This is where I got everything, and this will take me to Jannat also. Before I enter, Allah will make alan, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. You want Jannat? Now go with my slaves. As you say, I'll hold your kurta. We have a Hazrat Allah will hold to his kurta also. Ya Allah, we'll enter Jannah like that. The Hazrat says, then sitting in the community of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, we don't even know the value of these things. We just hear from Hazrat Wala. Allah Ta'ala give us the reality in our hearts to be with the awliya, to the sahaba radiallahu anhu, hear the kar guzaris. But to be in that now, mashallah, that ishtima, that majlis, we have to make the effort in this world first, inshallah. Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal.